Grandfather, let them go now, please.
And by tomorrow, we should be a public spectacle, a subject for news and idle gossip.
But they won't say anything.
My dear child, of course they will. Put yourself in their place. They're bound to make some sort of a complaint to the authorities, or at the very least, talk to their friends. If I do let them go, Susan, you realize, of course, we must go too.
No, Grandfather, we've had all this...
There's no alternative, child.
I want to stay. But they're both kind people. Why wouldn't you trust them? All you've got to do is ask them to promise to keep our secret and...
It's out of the question.
I won't go, Grandfather. I won't leave the 20th century. I'd rather leave the TARDIS than you.
Now you're being sentimental and childish.
No, I mean it.
Very well. Then you must go with them. I'll open the door.
Are you coming, Susan?
You're listening to TARDIS Radio, the Doctor Who 50th Anniversary Edition, with DJ Frederick.
One day, I shall come back. Yes, I shall come back. Until then, there must be no regrets, no tears, no anxieties. Just go forward in all your beliefs, and prove to me that I am not mistaken in mine.
Salvation Army band played, and the children drank lemonade, and the morning lasted all day, all day. And through an open window came, like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away. He said in winter 1963, it felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles. Yeah, yeah. I hail my, my life in a northern time. No, he never would weep. northern time.
It changed. Dear, dear. How very disturbing.
Thank you. There. My latest invention.
What, a police box?
Of course not.
This is TARDIS.
TARDIS?
It stands for time and relative dimension in space.
Oh.
Go inside. Go on.
There?
Today, this blue box is best known as Doctor Who's time machine, but the real police box has a history of its own. The police signal post, as it was called, appeared on the streets of London in the 1880s and made use of the newly invented telephone. For the first time, the policeman on the beat could keep in touch with his local station. But it wasn't long before the posts became fully-fledged boxes and objects of great civic pride. Inside, there was a first aid kit, a desk, and a logbook. The police box was also a place for the weary copper to have a rest and a cup of tea. Regional variations abounded. In Glasgow, the early boxes even had a remote-controlled gas lamp to summon the policeman on the beat. The ultimate design was at Trafalgar Square, where the box was put inside a stone pillar topped by a lamp from Nelson's ship. Some boxes had a telephone for public use. With a direct line to the police, it was claimed the boxes deterred the rougher and more violent class of prisoner, as police officers could quickly obtain assistance. The classic Doctor Who police box was the new improved concrete model launched in 1929. These boxes materialized all over the country, and to educate the public, demonstrations were given at the 1936 radio show.
Perhaps you've noticed those blue telephone boxes labeled police box, but some of you still think that they are only for us to use. They are not. They are for you to use, and we want you to use them. There is a little window through which you can get at the telephone, which is in direct communication with the nearest police station.
During the war, the police box saw heroic service. With sirens replacing flashing lamps, they doubled up as air raid warning posts. The heyday for the police box came in the 1950s. London alone had almost 700. And by the early 60s, they were one of the most common sights on the streets of Britain. So it wasn't surprising that a certain Time Lord chose it as the disguise for his stolen time machine.
Coming back to the 20th century, my dear, the TARDIS, I'm afraid, is often mistaken for the real police box.
See what you mean.
But for the police, times were changing fast. With two-way radios and quick response patrol cars, the old-style box was on the way out. The final blow came in 1969, when the Home Secretary ordered the removal of London's boxes. Vandalism. Today, the police box is the TARDIS, stranded in time and space, and modelled on something which in the real world has dematerialized forever.
There we are, all done and ready to go. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Police box? I don't believe it.
And now, join the Doctor as he fights for his life on the planet of the Daleks.
You will move into the open!
The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say on the subject of Daleks. Stay away. Really, stay away. No, honestly, just stay away. They're horrible. It is a popular and well-known fact throughout the universe that should you find yourself trapped in a room with an angry Dalek, the probability of surviving numbers in figures so infinitesimally small that you've more chance of picking up a date in the hermaphrodite abstention classes of Celibacy's Six. Daleks, as many people have spotted, are squat, ruthless, and not terribly friendly machine creatures from the planet Skaro. Skaro was known primarily to be a grey, stairless wasteland, which explains why one promising young scientist decided to add a touch of color to the drab Kaled lifestyle by creating a race of evil, deadly war machines to house the genetically accelerated remains of his species. This is generally considered to have been a bad idea. Davros, as this scientist was known, enjoyed a stratospheric existence in Kaled society, when his original planned career as a footballer was cut short, like his legs, by a 20-megaton explosive. Davros's newfound creation ethic led to his rapid and brief flirtation with personal apotheosis. "That power would set me up above the gods," said Davros, as he created the Daleks, aware that a god with no followers is rather like the inside of a closed cupboard owned by Professor Schrödinger. It doesn't exist if no one's observing it, prodding it, or otherwise forming incorrect conclusions about the nature of its existence. That didn't stop Ulan Kryupin using Davros as the central theme of his best-selling book, Why Being a God Really Stunts One's Brain. True to form, the Daleks then exterminated him. And thus the Daleks were born. With nothing better to do than dig their way out of a 100-yard tunnel, they decided to seek to bring about the death of every living being in the universe, one by one, assuming that since they were all going to die anyway, they could only be successful. Daleks are powered by static electricity and hate, and don't try to tell them otherwise. It was only after his final creation of the Daleks was signed off and filed that Davros spotted the major flaw in the design of these would-be conquerors. Unwilling to admit that his perambulatory calculations might be slightly askew, Davros spent the next 200 years after his death trying to conceptualize a way for his galaxy-traversing warriors to navigate stairs, without resorting to the obvious solution. Legs. Incidentally, Davros's earliest experiments were in the burgeoning field of disco physics, a discipline involved largely in the translation of repeated, precise physical movements into mathematical models of reality. However, all traces of the choreographical sciences were thoroughly obliterated by Davros after his accident, and his creations were forbidden at all costs to research the subject. Daleks never invite their creator up to dance.
dark, Doctor, you have met your mark. Your song is ending, so don't cry when you hear him knock four times. To regenerate, some new man saunters away. No time for games, tonight we fight for the fate of all mankind.
I could do so much more.
Time Lord's returning, the earth will be burning. The last white point star is a trap for the master.
The Time Lord's returning, the earth will be burning. The last white point star is a trap for the master. The Doctor is dying, the Doctor is dying. The Doctor is dying, the Doctor is dying.
I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
This is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to TARDIS Radio, Doctor Who, the 50th Anniversary Edition. We've heard music by the Dream Academy with Life in a Northern Town. It was winter 1963. We heard an acoustic cover of the Doctor Who theme. Then we heard music from Warrior's Gate and Nissa's theme from The Keeper of Traken. We heard Colin Baker discussing the history of the police call box. Then we heard The Hitchhiker's Guide to Daleks, the Paul McGann 1996 Doctor Who theme, and Chameleon Circuit with The Doctor is Dying. Thank you for listening to TARDIS Radio, Doctor Who, the 50th Anniversary Edition. Can you see the real me? Doctor.
Yeah.
sing.